It's 12:46. It's Intermezzo on 90.7 KRWG, and I'm delighted to welcome back into the studios conductor John Schutz and also conductor Judy Bethman, both of them conductors of the New Horizons Band, which has a concert this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
It's great to be back.
So the song we just heard is going to be on the program, along with a number of other band pieces, and some of them quite classic. I understand that Air for Band is pretty well known. We didn't have it in our library. Tell us a little bit about this.
Air for Band has been, I think it was published almost 35, 40 years ago. And it's just a gorgeous tone poem, I guess you would call it. Frank Erickson is in a 40s and 50s, and say, well, 50s and 60s, was just a well-known band, wind band composer. And it's about a grade two piece of music. It's not difficult at all, but I've heard college bands play it. I've heard community bands play it. It's just a gorgeous piece of music.
That's part of your program, as well as a number of other pieces. But before we get into the whole program, let's talk a little bit with Judy Bethman. This is your first time on Intermezzo.
Yes, it is.
Great to have you. Tell us a little bit about your background, music background.
I taught 35 years in the state of Iowa and wanted a change of venue. And so I
And weather,
obviously. And so I found on the website that they were looking for music people, and I called and sent my application, and John called me and he said, we're very interested in you, and the rest, they say, is history.
And how long have you been here in this part?
12 years.
12 years. Mm-hmm. And you were teaching out at White Sands.
Right.
And do you have an instrument that's particularly yours?
French horn.
Okay, you're another horn player.
You betcha.
There's a number of horn player conductors I've interviewed over mm-hmm. the years. And when did you get started in music?
When I was in sixth grade, and mom and dad couldn't afford the dance lessons anymore, and since the school instruments only cost $25 for the whole year, I said, okay, can I play French horn? And they said, sure, and what happened.
And so why did you choose French horn?
My best girlfriend played it.
Oh, perfect.
And pretty soon, I passed my best girlfriend up in technique and stuff, and that was a little embarrassing, but...
Did you know right away that you were going to pursue this? This music would be your life?
I had a very good mentor in my high school band director, and he was always happy to come to work every day. And I thought, you know, music makes me happy, and if I could spread that and share that joy and work at the same time, that's for me. And so that's when I made the decision, was like sophomore in high school.
Well, that is just a perfect description, I would say, of the philosophy behind New Horizons, which is a national organization, just people wanting to continue to be happy playing music, whether they've retired or whether they haven't done it in decades or starting out.
And that's what makes the band so unique, is that it's a vehicle for re-entry into the music scene. And, you know, we're all consumers of music, but to produce it, to make it, to be a part of the... it's just exciting, and people after their retirement, they've had a family and they've done their career, they retire and they say, you know, some of the happiest times of my life is when I was in band, and I think it's time to get back in. So we're always looking for new members.
And are you always getting new members? Are people calling you over the course of the year?
We add in the course of a season 4 or 5 people, and then of course we'll lose 2 or 3 people, and I've got snowbirds that are just coming in now, so the size of the band varies. We're about 50, 55 people right now.
That's a pretty sizable ensemble. And, well, what happens if somebody comes in shortly before a concert? Do you just tell them to wait till the next concert cycle?
Generally, if they're with us for 2, 3, 4 weeks, I'll say, play what you can play. You know, if you can't learn all the music, then just don't worry about it. But we don't turn people away. If they're a brand new beginner, we'll find a spot for them. We'll edit the music, write it to where a new player can play with it.
Huh.
And so we don't turn anybody away.
So that's an interesting little detail there, that you'll edit the music to make sure everybody can play.
Well, and then the nice thing about an adult band is that because of their life experiences, they know what and what they can't do. And there's quite often times in a in a rehearsal or in a piece of music that it might be too technically difficult for some people. And I say, use your best musical judgment, edit your part. If you can't play all those fast notes, don't play them. Mm-hmm. And because the ability level of the band is quite diverse.
Yeah, so that must be a challenge for both of you in terms of the conducting role is
yes.
dealing with people of very varying levels.
Well, and in music selection, you've got to pick the music that fits the band. And so that I spend a lot of time going over scores and saying, yeah, no way, that kind of thing, you know.
Well, you have a lot of experience. I'm speaking with John Schutz, who you were for years and years overseeing all the arts programs mm-hmm. at Las Cruces Public Schools and conducting bands right. for young people also. So, but at this stage, when you're looking at scores, you know, let's say you're about to start preparing your next program, how do you start choosing music? Either one of you can jump in on that one.
Well, I generally look in the Pepper catalog and see what titles appeal to me, and then I go online and listen and see if it's something that I feel the group can do well.
Can you? I don't know the Pepper catalog. Is that specifically for bands?
It's a publishing company.
And can you see the music online?
Yes, you can see it online, and you can also hear it. So that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I look at, too, is... we're playing grade 2, 3, and maybe an easy 4, mid-range, difficult music. There's so much music in that grade range that is sometimes trite, sometimes not very musically challenging. And so one of the things that I do is find really great literature in the grade 3 range. And there's tons of it out there. You just have to really look for it.
I want to just clarify, we're not talking about third grade 3. We're talking yeah. about a level 3
right.
in the band.
A medium, yeah. medium difficult.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about the actual program. In addition to the Air for Band by Frank Erickson, tell us some other pieces. And actually, before that, I want to make sure we get in that this concert is at 3 o'clock at the Atkinson, and it's immediately followed by a concert with the Mesilla Valley Swing Band. So it's a tag team effort.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some of the members are, in, as you mentioned before we went on the air, both bands. Okay, tell us some of the other pieces.
We'll start off with the Star-Spangled Banner, and then we're doing a march... American Exultant by Henry Fillmore, which is just a great march. And he's in the same league as John Philip Sousa as far as American marches.
Yeah, he's a classic.
And so we always try to do a march. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing a really fun piece called Themes, not Seams. Themes like Old Times 5. And it's a collection of music from the 30s, I think. It's a medley. And it's on the swing style, jazz and swing. And then we're doing a program piece called Three Scenes by Harold Walters. It's based on, I would say, the California coastline, because it's got Fiesta and it's got Sunset Boulevard and Forest Glade. So that'll be just a nice program piece of music.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm conducting Britannia, which is a medley of songs from the British Isle, which includes Rule Britannia and Flow Gently, Sweet Afton, and they're sort of interposed sometimes with both melodies.
Ah, mm-hmm. Some very famous English tunes.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like.
Very British.
But it'll be a very enjoyable concert. We try to pick a really wide variety, and we want to please the audience as much as we please our players. So it's kind of a joint effort there.
And do your players bring out family members and friends to make sure they get to the concert?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of neat because a lot of times the kids or the grandparents go to hear the kids play. Now the grandkids are coming to hear grandpa and grandma play. Yeah. So it's just pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
That's nice. Now, how often do you rehearse?
Once a week. We rehearse on Tuesday nights from 6 to 7:30.
Oh, that's a pretty minor commitment, actually,
right.
considering the...
But they have to do the work at home, then.
Of course.
Yeah, we give them homework.
Yeah. Of course, they have to practice. That's par for the course right. with musical instruments. So, Judy, how long have you been with the New Horizons, or is this...
New Horizons is one of the reasons I came to Las Cruces. I had a laundry list of things that I wanted to do when I retired. And one of them was having a New Horizons band. So when I went to the first rehearsal. I was playing trombone at the time, and Dr. Clark was the originator of the New Horizons band here on NMSU, and he was conducting, and then I sort of filtered in as assistant conductor, so that was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's Dr. William Clark, who was who continues to be a band conductor mm-hmm. here with the Mesilla Valley Concert Band and taught here for many, many, many years. So this is a pretty big band community. We just had the Tournament of Bands a few weeks ago on campus, and there must be hundreds, if not thousands, of families in Las Cruces mm-hmm. who have some band connection.
Well, it's neat. Even in a New Horizons band, I've got members in this band that I taught their students,
their kids,
when I was at middle school or Mayfield. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of neat. Now I have their parents in a band. So it's the tradition of bands in the Las Cruces area is phenomenal. Going back to Ross Ramsey and Greg Randall and Dr. Ray Tross and people like that. So the tradition's been here for many, many years.
Yeah, long time. And that is so true what you hinted at, which is music often runs in a family, and parents will want their kids to study, and the kids carry it on.
Exactly.
Well, it's neat.
Exactly.
Today we're hosting 1,900 students at the Atkinson Hall for symphony concerts, fourth graders. Mm. That's how a lot of people got their first, I want to be in band.
Yeah.
I want to be in orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing that today, and then we're doing the end result of that on Sunday with the New Horizons Band.
That's right, from cradle to grave,
right? That's
right. I've been talking with John Schutz and Judy Bethman. The concert is this Sunday at 3 o'clock. It's the New Horizons Band, and then followed by the Mesilla Valley Swing Band. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Well, thanks for letting us come on the air.